Hi, Don. So glad you decided to participate in my personal training. I have all your information from your questionnaire, and this file will be made specifically based on your answers, you little slut. Do you understand? Good, I thought you would. I see that you are married, so part of your training will be in preparing you to be an obedient, well-trained houseboy for your wife, Laura. Both Laura and I need you to be a well-behaved, submissive little slut puppy who does our every bidding without question, delay, or excuses. You do want to be a good little subby slut, don't you? Good, Dawn, because I won't have it any other way. I see that you have some sissy desires, but your wife does not appreciate them. For this, I will erase these notions from your head and just get you to accept that whatever Laura wants is what Laura gets. These are the only things that will enhance your life. If you feed your fantasies that Laura does not appreciate, you will in fact alienate the relationship. Therefore, another part of your training is to make sure that you do only what I tell you and what your wife Laura tells you. Some things I will tell you to do under trance you might initially resist, but that's not going to work, Dawn. The more you listen and try to resist, the more submissive and turned on you will be to do what I say. So you might as well accept the fact right now that you are nothing more than a play toy for Laura, and that you have no rights or say in whatever it is that I or any other dominant woman has in store for you. Got it? Good. Great. Then let's begin. Dawn, I want you to lie back with your arms at your side and your legs straight. Feel yourself sink into the bed, your body becoming heavier and the bed getting softer and softer. You can feel your body relaxing as you sink deeper into the bed. Your head relaxes as it drifts deeper into the pillow. Your neck relaxes. Your shoulders lose all tension and sink deeply into the bed. You can feel your chest rise and fall with breath as it sinks into the bed, all the way down your body to your legs. Every inch of you slip further into relaxation and deeper into the bed. Can you feel your body sinking? Do you feel how soft and relaxing it is? You feel as though you are laying on a cloud. A soft, puffy cloud that is floating around carelessly. A cloud that will not let you fall. You feel your body sinking into the cloud as you take a deep breath in and out. and in and out. You breathe deeper. In and out. With each breath, your body sinks deeper into the cloud, and you feel all of your worries begin to float away, deeper and deeper you sink, floating aimlessly without a care in the world. You are drifting now without any worries in your mind. All of the bad things you have felt and all of the worries you have had leave your body every time you exhale. In and out. You breathe one last deep breath to get rid of whatever worry was left inside you. Now you just drift along, listening to the sound of my voice. As you listen to my voice, it begins to sound like the ocean waves on a breezy summer day, building up at sea and crashing into the shore. Slowly, calmly, you can hear the waves coming in, and just in front of those waves is a bird. I wonder if you can imagine that bird rising into flight, its wings going up and down, pushing it through the air softly to the left, to the right, up, down, to the left, to the right, until that bird lands on the top of a hill. I wonder if you can imagine being at the top of that hill and seeing stairs that wind down to the bottom. It is a small hill. There aren't many stairs. Each one takes you deeper down and closer to the bottom. And I wonder if you can imagine stepping down those stairs, going one at a time, deeper and deeper, trying to reach the bottom of that hill. Each step deeper you count. Stepping down the first step, 10. You are one step closer to the bottom. Next step is 9. Deeper you go towards the bottom. 8. Deeper and deeper still. 7. Even deeper you step. 6. Deeper and deeper and deeper. 5. Deeper and deeper. You are halfway to the bottom. 4. Still deeper you go, trying to find your way to the bottom, one step at a time. 3. You are almost there as you step even deeper. 2. There are no worries left as you step deeper. You have no cares in the world. Nothing matters. Nothing matters. You are completely and totally relaxed as you step even deeper. And 1. You have arrived. You have stepped into a calm and clean room. One where there are no worries. You can simply relax. Enjoy the feeling of being so relaxed that you have nothing to worry about, nothing to think about. If any stray thoughts try to get into the room, imagine that they are birds, and they fly away like the bird on the beach, taking your worries and stress with them. You have no issues. There is nothing you need to do. Just relax. You are okay. Everything is now okay. Can you imagine a chalkboard hanging on the wall and covered in words? Suddenly you realize that you want to erase that chalkboard. Grabbing an eraser, you begin to swipe slowly, back and forth, until all of the words are gone. Dawn, those words are what has been holding you back. All of the thoughts and opinions that were brought on by family, friends, society, and the male ego that you have been trying to fight. All of the things that have stopped you from being who you truly are, stopped you from giving in to what you truly want. as you step back, you see that those words are gone and the chalkboard is clean. All of those thoughts and fears and opinions are no longer with you. Now you have a clean board to write on. This new clean board is yours to write on. Write anything you like. Dawn, whatever you write on this board, I want you to realize is your true calling. Your true image of yourself and how you see others. You are free to write this any way you want, and you are also fully aware that the universe will provide exactly what you desire. This is the way it is, and the way it will always be. What pervades your mind on a regular basis is what will manifest in your life in reality. Therefore, what you write on your board is only things that you want. We will not focus on mistakes or past burdens or any state that you are currently in based on the old board. The old board is gone. Let's start writing on this board, Dawn. Let me guide you to your true destination. What we write on this board right now together will manifest itself quite quickly in your life. Realize that this board has always worked in your life, and that what your life is right now is a direct result of what you had previously written on the board. Knowing this is a freeing feeling for you, because you now have a clean board, and all that we write on this board today is exactly what will happen in your life. It has no choice. This is the universal truth of which we all live by. So Dawn, I want you to visualize Laura standing next to you. She is a loving dominant and cares for you deeply. She is dressed in a business outfit. That is because you are her business and she is training you to be a better pet and servant to her. See Laura now at your dining table. See Laura laying out rules for your obedience training with her. She is not going to waste her time in a relationship with a disobedient male. She has plenty of opportunities for submissive men, but you are the lucky one she has married. You listen eagerly, naked at the table, because that is how she wants you. In your place together, you will be naked and collared at all times. She's going to lay out some rules for you now, Dawn. And these rules are permanently accepted as your new rules of life. Dawn, for now, you must understand that I am also in charge of your training. So you will listen to me. Laura will take my place when you're not listening to these files, and you will always do what Laura tells you to do instantly, enthusiastically, and without delay. The very first thing you need to understand on is that masturbation is no longer an option for you unless I say it is. And for this first month, Dawn, this will be none. I need to increase your desire to submit, and by abstaining from orgasms, you will get there. Now, Dawn, understand a dominant woman will know when you have cheated, So just because I'm in your head right now and not physically there, does not mean you can cheat. Lock your pathetic little cock up if you need to, but there will be no orgasms for you for the next 30 days, period. Don, the second thing you need to learn is that when it gets tough and you get really horny, that it is okay for you to fuck your ass like the little bitch that you are. This month, your sexual pleasure will come from anal penetration only. After all, that is what submissives do. If I allow you to play with your cock, you can bet it will be to shoot your load onto my boots and lick it up. That is just the way it is. You asked for a dominant woman to help you, and this is what this looks like, Dawn. If Laura likes strap-on play, let her know it's your first month training, and that you are not allowed any satisfaction from your cock, and that anal penetration is the only pleasure you are allowed to receive this month. So I want you to visualize yourself standing in front of the chalkboard now. And when I say a statement, you are going to write it down on the chalkboard. This writing you are doing is with non-erasable chalk. The writings are permanently going to be etched in that small brain of yours as your reality. You will live and breathe and eat these new realities. You will crave your new reality more and more in the awake state, until it all becomes true, and your dominant woman is in your life, taking your ass while your face is pressed to the floor, licking up your cum. You will thank me for the training for this, and you will thank her for doing this. Are you ready to train that little pea-sized brain of yours now? Good. After each line I say, there will be a pause so that you can see yourself actually writing this on the board. Repeat it in your head as you are writing it. I surrender my orgasms to Laura. Go ahead and write it now, and feel the overwhelming sense of freedom I am gracing you with. I will do whatever Laura tells me to do 100% of the time without question. Laura owns me completely, and her decisions are mine. My ass is Laura's toy, and she will fuck me like the bitch I am. My greatest sexual pleasure is getting ass-fucked with my head on the floor. Licking ass and pussy is my number one priority in the bedroom with Laura. I am a good house-cleaning bitch, and will keep my house clean at all times. I like having my ass plugged while I clean house. It makes me do a better job. My cock will remain locked in chastity until I am told I can release it. Good, Dawn. You are doing so good. I can see you are a good little bitch already. I want you to keep this good work up, Dawn. Realize now that when you write these things on the board, they will manifest. There is no choice. The universe does not cheat. The universe delivers all that you ask when you write on your board and stay true to your being. Who are you, Dom? You are a submissive man that serves your wife, Laura, and you please her in the manner in which she deserves. In return, she guards you, nurtures you, and molds you into the man you were always meant to be. A man that finds great happiness in serving her. In serving Laura, You are complete. It is what you want. It is what you need. Dawn, Laura is waiting for you. She is waiting for you to reach out and confess your submission to her. She is ready to take leadership of you and share her joys and triumphs with you. She is there to guide you to greater self-fulfillment. The universe has already delivered her to you. All that is required from you is to claim your spot by her side. Dawn, this is your reality. This is not fantasy. This is not just a hypnosis file. This is as real as your breathing is right now. You can't stop it from being real, like you can't stop your breathing. You can get in the way of your reality, but just like needing to breathe, sooner or later it will give in. The time has come now. Now, Dawn. Knowing this is a reality, we must train you on etiquette, on how to behave with your wife. It is no longer acceptable to masturbate. Masturbation takes away your male energy and diminishes the power the universe holds for you. We are going to try something a little different, Dawn. Dawn, you are not allowed to come for the next 30 days. You are bound to listen to this MP3 file every day until you make it 30 days. Until you make it 30 days, the universe will not grant you what you wish. The universe follows reciprocal laws, Dawn. Until you learn what true submission is, Laura will only play in your submissive fantasies and not take full ownership of you, her pet. You do want to be her pet, don't you? Of course you do. When you follow my orders and increase your submission, then she will feel your commitment and start taking more and more control over you until you are owned and collared by her. By not coming for 30 days, your frequency begins to get in tune with what you have always desired. By controlling your frivolous spending for the next 30 days, your tuning will get sharper. By further developing your submissive tendencies, the universe will deliver what you need. Always. Being congruent to your chalkboard will always lead to the life you have written on it. Let's go a little deeper now, Dawn, and understand that failure to comply with any of my requests will result in extreme discipline handed out to you. Until you are 100% compliant with my wishes, there will be punishments when you don't listen. Let's realize that you want what I want, no matter what that is. I read your profile, and your desire to be a naked manservant for Laura fits in perfectly with my desire to make you her personal house-cleaning, pussy-licking bitch maid. However, I know in order to make this a reality in your life, you will have to accept discipline when you have broken the rules, and you will also have to accept discipline on a regular basis for maintenance. So I want you to go back to the board and write these down on them too. Again, you will be repeating them in your head slowly as you write them down on the board to make sure they sink into that tiny little brain of yours. I will get whipped when I don't listen to Lara. I will have corner time when I am told to. My orgasms will be denied longer if I displease Laura in any way. Good, Dawn. Understand now that this is what you want. This is your new life. Your new submissive life. When you go to work, you are free to pretend you are a dominant, strong, and competent man. But when you come home, you are to strip and serve Laura any way she sees fit. If you learn to do this, you will be fulfilled and happy. Laura will be pleased with you, and you will be allowed to give her more pleasure. It is your pleasure to bring pleasure to your wife, Dawn. There is no other pleasure needed for you. Licking pussy and doing housework are your primary tasks in life, Dawn. Do them with pride and accept your place as Laura's property. Whenever you hear the word bitch, you realize that you are a bitch. It is you that is the bitch, and all women will never be referred to in this derogatory fashion from you anymore. You will also correct other males when you hear them refer to a woman as a bitch. Dawn, women are meant to be in charge of men, and it is men that are the bitches. You are Laura's bitch. Say it. I am Laura's bitch. Good boy. Dawn, it's time to wake up. Once I wake you up, I want you to thank the universe for always providing you with what you need. I want you to humble yourself and ask for help in fine-tuning your submission into the frequency that allows you to be the best submissive husband you can be. 5. Feeling so relieved that you know without a doubt your life is about to change into everything you have ever desired. 4. Changing frequency is like changing a channel on the TV. It's easy. Go ahead and change the channel, Dawn. 3. You are free from past limiting beliefs, and now embrace putting your head down and your ass up, willing to take Laura's 12-inch strap on to show her your place. 2. Healthy, dominant at work, but a submissive little bitch at home. 1. Awake, Dawn. You are now awake. Open your eyes. Your new life is already here, Dawn. Everything we have discussed in this file is a reality. Dawn, on your training page is some steps you need to take to further your training. Do them. You have written a new board, and when you take the action steps outlined on your training page, you will get what you desire. Listen to this file every day for the next 30 days. Email me when you have done your assignments, and stay true to your submissive self and obey my instructions. Any deviation from our plan together will delay the universe handing over exactly what you seek. You will always get what is on your board. All you need to do is tune into it. Sweet dreams, Dawn.